This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast, boo. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I hope your day is going well today and your week is off to a great start. This week, I am packing up and heading to visit my dad in Texas. I haven't seen him in a while. I do not like going to Texas in the summer, however, because the heat is so disrespectful. I am not built for that type of heat, y'all. And if you live in Texas or you're from Texas, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. But super excited just to visit my dad and see my fam out there. Y'all, he is so geeked. He's called me every day to ask me what I want to eat and what I want to do. Every day, y'all. Every day we talk about the Texas trip. So that's what I have planned this week. I hope whatever you have planned this week that you are able to just get some stuff done, but you also take some time to just take care of yourself. My favorite aunt, her name is Auntie Ro. We always text and she will always say to me, I'm counting on you to take care of you. So before we get into today's episode, that is what I want to say to you, wherever you are in the world, boo. I am counting on you to take care of you. No one will take care of you the way that you can take care of yourself. No one knows what you need but you. No one knows how to give that to you but you. So do what you need to do, boo, and take care. Care of yourself this week. Speaking of that same auntie, I know I've talked about Auntie Ro on the podcast before, but she is my absolute favorite auntie, hands down. Now, I do have a million aunties, and that is no shade to any of them. I love them all. But my Auntie Ro is just different. You know how we say rich auntie vibes? She is totally rich auntie vibes. She's from the South Side of Chicago, got herself through school, started out as a nurse at a hospital here in Chicago, and now she's leading pediatrics at one of Chicago's leading hospitals. She is truly Auntie Goals. But more than her being incredibly awesome and a go-getter, she's the auntie that will give you her very last of everything. You can go to her house and she's like, hey boo, open up that fridge. There's something to eat in there if you're hungry. You cold? Take this blanket. You want a smoothie? Let's make smoothies. Whatever it is you want, I got and I'm gonna give it to you. She just has the most genuine spirit, and I adore her for that. When I graduated from grade school, my parents were in the middle of this really, really nasty divorce. And if you've ever been divorced or a child of divorced parents, you know how nasty divorce can get. It got so bad that we lost our house. My dad ended up moving on into his own place, and my mom kept our house. But she was just a school teacher making school teacher salary, and we ended up losing our home. But it was Auntie Ro who took us in and let us live with her and my cousin and my uncle. And what was supposed to be the darkest moment of our lives, looking back, ended up being one of the happiest moments of our lives. She opened her home to us and we had movie nights each week. We did family workouts, family dinners, and I will always be so grateful for the impact Auntie Ro made on my life during that time. It was her act of kindness, taking us in until we got back on our feet and just being there for us. That was more valuable than she will ever know. So my mom and I went over there a few weekends ago, just checking in on her and looking around the house at all of the renovations she's been doing. And I looked over at my mom and I said, can you imagine what our lives would have looked like if Ro didn't take us in and catch us the way that she did when we were falling apart? And she said, no, but I don't care what happens the rest of my life. I will always be there for my sister when she needs us. And it made me think of all of you with your dreams and your passions, and you're out there molding into these strong, powerful, and super dope women that you are. What impact are you making on someone else's life as you are in the process of changing your own? How do you speak to other people? How do you treat other people? And are you leaving them better than when you found them? I thought of you because I was thinking of me. And to be honest with you, sometimes I get so laser focused on what I'm doing and what I'm making and what I'm creating that I forget that I can have an impact on someone else's life. And the things that I say and the things that I do can either hurt or help other people. How I choose to live my life can impact other people. And if how I live my life impacts other people, you better believe yours does too. And let's get one thing clear. You do not have to have a million followers or subscribers to change someone else's life. You do not have to have 6 or 7 figures in the bank to add value to someone's life. You don't have to be living in the best of houses and surrounded by the best of friends and have the cutest partner to make an impact on someone else's life. Your life alone does not have to be all together for you to help someone else change the trajectory of their life. You know what I'm saying? Do not ever think because you haven't quote unquote made it that you can't be a source of light for someone else. Just because things may be dark for you, that doesn't mean that you can't be a source of light for someone else. And how you impact someone else's life doesn't have to be this grand gesture. It doesn't have to be volunteering your time if that's something you don't have. It doesn't have to be money if that's something you don't have. And it doesn't have to be your resources if that's something you don't have. But what you do have, what all of us have, is the simple act of kindness, y'all. This world can be such a cruel, cold, hard place for a lot of people. There are people who are at the point where they just don't think their life is worth living. And I never want to be in a position, I never want us to be in a position where we could have said something to someone or done something for someone that we knew and we were able to do it and we just didn't. And that person needed us to. No, we may not know that person, but y'all, sometimes just smiling at other people and saying, hey, how are you? And genuinely meaning it can mean the world to someone. Complimenting someone in the grocery line or the line at Target can really lift someone's spirits. And I'm not saying let's go hold hands with everybody and let's all hug, right? No, that's not what I'm saying. But if you have it on your heart to bless someone, if you have it on your heart to say something kind to someone, to uplift someone, do it. If you see someone and you really want to encourage that person, do it. If you really want to do something nice for someone, do it, boo. Yeah, it may be a little strange. Yes, sometimes it may feel like you being a little extra, but you never know how far that small something you did or said could go for the person you did or said it to. I'll never forget standing outside waiting for my Uber in LA one night, and I had just come from Thursday night service from church. It was 2018, the podcast was very new, and I was having a day. You know those days where you're just done with everything and you're confused with what you're supposed to be doing with your life? It was one of those days. And I felt like this podcast wasn't really moving and I was just talking to myself every week. And the night before, I was laying in bed and I was just journaling, and I had wrote in my journal, God, what am I doing? How will I be successful with this? No one is listening to this show. I feel like I should just stop. And this was May 2018. And as I'm waiting for my Uber the next day, I open up my phone and I got an email from someone. It was a woman who I had never met, but apparently she emailed me and she said, "Hey, Ashley, you don't know me, but I just had to reach out to you and tell you that you are going to do great things. Your show will change lives one day. Please never stop what you're doing because you are helping me change mine." And y'all, tears just started welling up in my eyes because that girl had no idea I was having a tough day. She had no idea I was ready to throw in the towel on all of this, but she had it in her heart to bless me with those words. And it was those words that made me go home, take out my mic, and keep going. I try to always tell people what's on my heart if I feel the need to. Now, I don't get it right all the time. Sometimes I'm in my feelings so much about what I'm doing or maybe what I'm going through. And I sometimes get the attitude like, well, what about me? Right? I'm being honest. Who's going to be kind to me today? Who's going to uplift me today? But I can't have that type of mindset because I will never get blessed. I will never be uplifted. What I want other people to do for me will never happen if I just have my hand out, mad at the world because no one is kind to me. So I won't be kind to them. It doesn't work like that, boo. I am a firm believer in what you put out, you get right back. Whatever energy you're putting out there, boo, that energy is coming right back to you. So if you want that kindness and for people to look out for you and be kind to you and uplift you, start doing that for other people. Auntie Rose's act of kindness almost two decades ago still impacts me to this day. It still affects me to this day. There are moments when I feel like throwing in the towel now, and I'll get another message saying, "Hey, Ash, I see what you're doing. Keep going." So if it's on your heart, boo, you should follow through and do it because you never know how valuable that gift, that blessing will be for someone else. Now, what's wild to me is some of us have no problem being kind to other people. But where we lack is being kind to ourselves. I have no problem being kind to the lady in the line at the grocery store or telling the girl at Chipotle I love her nails, right? But when I get home, the way that I talk to myself sometimes can be gross. And some of you can do some of the nicest things and make the nicest gestures for other people, but can't treat yourself the same way. Some of you can say the kindest things to other people, but will not say kind things to yourself. And what do you mean by that, Ashley? I mean, oh, I'm too fat for this. I'm not pretty. I'm so dumb. Why did I choose to do this? I'm so ugly. I'm so stupid. Why didn't I think to do this? I will never be good at this. I'm too old to do this. My life sucks. I'm so lazy. I will never get it right. I will never get it together. Am I right? I know I'm right because unfortunately, those are things I've heard myself say too. But while we're spending all this money on trips for self-care and spa days because we deserve, right? And new lashes and new wigs because hot girl summer, none of these things will ever amount to how valuable it is to be kind to yourself, boo. The money we spend to make ourselves look good, to make ourselves feel good, will never amount to how valuable it is to be kind to ourselves, to talk to ourselves like someone we love. Yes, the trips are nice because you do deserve them. Yes, spa days are awesome because self-care is necessary. Yes, do the lashes and the lace fronts up because you should have a hot girl summer if you please. But do you talk to yourself like someone you love? Do you talk to yourself like someone you adore? Because that costs nothing, sis. It is free 99 to be kind to yourself, to wake up in the morning and tell yourself that you love you. When those nasty thoughts flood your mind about how imperfect you are, it costs nothing to shoot it down and start listing all the things you love about yourself out loud. It costs nothing to say, I'm proud of me today. It costs nothing to say, I look beautiful today. It costs nothing to be your own best friend first. It costs nothing to be kind, sis. The kind things you say and do for other people can change their lives, but the kind things you say and do for yourself can change yours. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.